Today, we have lesson number 20 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. And today, we will be completing the fifth perek of Yoma, learning the last two Mishnayos, Vov and Zion, 6 and 7. We have been following the footsteps, so to speak, of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And we have learned about how the Dam HaPor and Dam HaSoir, the blood of the cow and the blood of the goat, after the various sprinklings were done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and before the Paroches, before the curtain, were mixed together. And the combined mixture was then taken to the Mizbeach HaZohov, to the golden Mizbeach inside the Heichal. And the blood was applied to the four corners of the Mizbeach HaZohov, the four keranos, the four corners. Now, in Mishnah Vov, next step, Hizo al Tohoro Shel Mizbeach, the Kohen Gadol, still holding the Mizrach with the combined bloods of the Par and Soir in his hand, sprinkled upon the actual platform, the top of the Mizbeach, the pure part of the Mizbeach, because upon this Mizbeach were coals and ash, etc. They were brushed away, so the Kohen Gadol would now apply the blood to the actual face, upper face, of the top floor of the Mizbeach, the roof of the Mizbeach, you might call it, seven times. Now he's finished. But he still has some blood left. The mixture of Dam HaPor and Dam HaSoir, there's still some left in the Mizrok. So what does he do? He exits, walking out of the Heichal, walking eastward. He exits the Heichal, and lo and behold, what is there before him? The western face of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the western face of the outer Mizbeach. At his right hand, he will find in the corner, the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, he will find two holes. One on the western front of the Mizbeach, the other on the southern front of Mizbeach. The one on the western front is right near him. So he will take the Shiorei Hadam and pour it down a hole which is placed upon the Yesod, upon the platform upon which the Mizbeach stands. And he will pour that those shiorayim, the remaining blood, on the Yesod Ma'arovi, upon the hole in the western platform of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, Shel Mizbeach HaChitzon, of the outer Mizbeach. That's what he would do on Yom Kippur. All year long, for all kinds of karbanos, there was leftover blood after the various sprinklings were done. All year long, the Shiorei Hadam of the Mizbeach HaChitzon itself, from all the karbanos which were offered on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, HaYeshofech al Yesod Romi, they were poured upon the hole on the southern front of the platform of the Mizbeach. So there were two holes in the corner, one on the western side and one on the southern side, but adjacent to each other. The Shiorei Hadam of the Chatos HaPnimios, the leftover blood of the Korbanos Chatos, which were done inside the Heichal on Yom Kippur, the Par and the Soir that we just learned about, they were poured down the hole on the western front of the Yesod HaMizbeach. The Dam of the various Korbanos, which were Chitzonios, which were done outside the Heichal, outdoors, the Mizbeach HaChitzon, all year, they will pour down the southern of the two holes. Elu vo'elu, what happened to the blood? They would go down the tube, so to speak, down the hole, and underneath there was a stream, canal, misorvim bo'amo, of water. They would mix together with the water of the stream. The stream would then leave the precincts of the temple, of the Beis HaMikdash. V'yotzin l'nachal Kidron, and these bloods along the water would be swept down to the valley below, to the valley of Kidron. And there you had a lot of blood, accumulating on the ground, it was good for fertilizer. So it would be sold, v'nimkorim, it would be sold liganonin, to gardeners, lazevel, for fertilizer. However, in a sense, it was holy blood. Amin ha-Torah. Once the avoda was done with this blood, and this blood is just shirayim, leftover blood, no problem. It could be used by anyone. However, the Rabbanon declared that on this dam there should be a din of me'ila midrabbanon, meaning you're not allowed to use it. If you do use it, you have to follow the process of me'ila, meaning you have to pay the value of it plus an additional fifth. So umoalin bohen. That is the kind of, so to speak, the end of this particular story. The Kohen Gadol has now finished a large amount of his work. He has entered the Kodesh Kodoshim three times, one for the kindling of the igniting of the Ketores, one for the sprinkling of the Dam HaPor, and an additional sprinkling of the Dam HaSoyer. He has also done sprinklings of the Dam HaPor and the Dam HaSoyer separately in front of the Paroches. He has mixed together Dam HaPor and the Dam HaSoyer and done the various Matnos Dam upon the Mizbeach HaZohov, and he has now also eliminated the Shiorei HaDam. He has no longer any blood, not from the Dam HaSoyer, nor from the Dam HaPor, nor from the mixture. But, as you noticed, he's been going through a whole procedure, step by step by step. Suppose he doesn't follow this routine, but instead of doing step four and then step five, he does step five and then step four. The next Mishnah Zion says, Kol ma'aseh yom ha-kippurim ha'amor al ha-seder, all of the procedures of Yom Kippur, which have to be done in a certain sequence, im hikdim ma'aseh l'chavero, if he does a later sequence before, a later step before an earlier step in the sequence, lo oso klum, he's done nothing. He's got to do it in sequence. So that if he does it out of sequence, he has to go back to the point where he stopped doing it in sequence and redo the rest of the sequence. Hikdim, dam hasoir le dam hapor. If he has, for example, sprinkle the dam hasoir lifnim in the Kodesh Kodoshim, before the dam hapor, reversing the appropriate sequence, yachzor v'yazem idam hasoir liach adam hapor. He has to redo the dam hasoir so that it follows the dam hapor. If, suppose, he's not yet finished the matono shebifnim, the application of the dam in the Kodesh HaKodoshim, of the por and then of the soyer, nishpach hadam, the blood has become spilled, either the blood of the par or the dam of the soyer has become spilled, poured out, an accident happened, so he can't do the hazos, so the dam is shed upon the ground, yavi dam acher, he has to bring new blood, which under certain circumstances will entail the shechita of a new animal. Yovi dam acher, v'yachzor v'yazeh batchila b'fnim. And he has to redo, he has to do the hazaos in the proper sequence b'fnim. V'chein b'heichal, the same thing in the heichal, in the hazaos that he does before the paroches. If nishpach adam, he needs to have a new shechita of the animal, a new kabbalas hadam, and a new sprinkling of the dam. V'chein b'mizbeach hazov, the same thing is true on the matnos dam, which are done for the mizbeach hazov. If the dam spills out, he's got to bring dam acher. Shekulon kaporo b'fnei atzma. In other words, there are three kaporos here. One is for the matanos shebifnim in the Kodesh Kodoshim, par v'soyer. One is the kaporos in the heichel, the matanos in the heichel, which Dam HaPor, then Dam HaSoyer in front of the parochet. That's the second kapora. And the third kapora for the Mizbeach HaZohov. Each of them is a kapora bifnei atzman. So that once he's finished with the Matnos Dam in the sprinklings of the Dam in the Kodesh Kodoshim, he's finished with that. That's gone. He only has to worry about the next two, Heichal and Mizbeach HaZohov. Once he finishes the procedures with the Heichal, he's only got to worry about the procedures of the Mizbeach HaZohov. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, Omrim. Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon, they say, no, it's not so terrible. Mimkom sheposak misham hu masri. That even if the dam was spilled before he finished the matnos pnim, in other words, after the dam hapor was done bifnim, he spilled the dam hatsoir, or behechel, or bemizbeach hazahav, he doesn't have to redo what he already did. He can just resume from the point he left off. The reason being, because according to Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, Mimokom sheposak mishamu maschil, each matan dam is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So according to the Tanakama, the two matnos dam b'fnim par v'soyer are one kapora. The two matnos dam b'heichel par v'soyer are a second kapora. The matnos dam on the Ketores mizbeach hazohov, one kapora. However, according to Tanakama, if the matnos dam of the par alone was done b'fnim and not yet the dam hasoyer, and the dam hasoyer was nishpach, you had to redo the entire procedure of the matnas dam b'fnim, but not according to the Tanoim, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. According to them, what's done is done. You have a problem, nishpach hadam at any point. Begin at that point where nishpach hadam. You don't have to redo what was done before. The halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is like the Tanakama. So at this point, at the end of the fifth perek, we have seen the Kohen Gadol go through all the avodos dam, all the procedures he has to do with blood in the Kodesh Kodoshim or in the Heichal. He's finished them. He's eliminated. He's poured down the tubes, literally, down the Yesod, down the hole in the Yesod Romi Shel Mizbeach Achitzon. He's poured the Shiorei Hadam. He has no dam left. He's finished with the Dam HaPor, the Dam HaSoyer, with the Viduyim, etc. He's still standing there now. At this point, we left him to the west of the Mizbeach, standing pretty much empty-handed in his beautiful special begodim, special white linen begodim for Yom Kippur only. What is the next step? For that, we will see tomorrow's lesson. 21 is tomorrow, when we begin Perek Shishi, the sixth Perek.